opportunity to read a special parsha, Parshas HaKorbanos. Parsha of Kodshim on this Rosh Chodesh Nisan, where our focus is, where our focus is really half on the fact that we're entering into a new zone, a new time. Rishon Hu L'Chodshei Hashana, the Zman of Nisan. Unfortunately, causes a lot of bittul Torah, but it is the time of opportunity, time to really grow in Torah, really grow in Avodas Hashem. And how does that fit with the Hakdama of Sefer Vayikra, Avodas HaKorbanos, the Avoda of Al Gimel Dvar Ma'olim Oymed, the Avoda, but this, specifically this third Sefer Vayikra in this parsha. Vayikra al Moshe vayidaber Hashem elov me'oil moed leimor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls to Moshe Rabbeinu and he speaks to him. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam introduces Parshas Avodas HaKorbanos with this phrase of Vayikra. When a person opens up a Chumash, looks in the Torah, he'll recognize that there is something striking about the word Vayikra. And that is that the Aleph is minimized. On the one hand, the Torah and what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted was for the word to say Vayikar. Moshe Rabbeinu Ba'anivoso wanted HaKadosh Baruch Hu to not make a big deal, to make it as if he wasn't chashuv, he wasn't deserving of direct communication with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and mitoich anavanuso, he wanted to minimize one of the letters of the Torah, Rabbi Yisai. Rav Shach points out, Rabbi Yisai, that's a massive chiddush. Chazal, the Gemara Menachos tells us, Chazal darshan from kutzim of a letter. And Moshe Rabbeinu wants to take a gansa letter that's an oylam mole, that's shishim riboy oisias l'Torah, that's a world, that's a welt. And Moshe Rabbeinu wants to say, no, take away the letter. Why? So Shach says, how could Moshe Rabbeinu even decide to do such a thing? So Shach says, because the lesson Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching us about a person having the right anava and not thinking about himself and presenting himself accurately is perhaps just as important, if not more important, than the Torah from that extra ois. And it teaches you the chashivas of a person having and carrying humility. But I was thinking, Rabbi Yisai, perhaps one could say a little different. Perhaps one could suggest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu that even in your pursuit of humility, and when a person says and thinks that I'm not deserving, but you can't let it go astray. You can't now make that allow you to channel yourself now to become disconnected. It's a very dangerous and it's a balancing beam that a person has to master. That although he doesn't feel that he is the Spitz, he is the most Ro'oi, he is the Gavra Rava, yet it's very dangerous, and a person has to recognize That doesn't mean that a person can say, and therefore I don't matter. And that is what I think we struggle often with. Through the Midah and this concept that we hear about humility and about anivus, a person, unfortunately, sometimes it leads to depression, it leads to a sense of yeish, it leads to the fact that my avoida doesn't matter, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no. Even if you're going to minimize, you have to make sure that a person recognizes that everything that's happening in your life is being communicated to and from Hashem. That's the lesson of our parsha of Vayikra. Do not have anova psula. Do not have anova and a minimization that's causing you to now lose your self-worth. Because it's exactly the opposite. As Rashi tells us over here, Rabbi Isai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicated with other people in that lashon of Vayikar. And that was with who? That was with Bilam. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, with Klal Yisrael, I am going to introduce all of my commandments and all of the Avodas Hashem with a Hakdama of an Aleph that adds on to the Vayikar that shows that there's an Av Rabba between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you, and all that's happening to your in your life is a communication from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Derech Chiba, He is communicating to you, and these things are not just coincidence. So as we approach this parsha of Avodas Hashem, we approach this parsha of Avodas HaKorbonis, and we enter into the Zman of Avoda. This is the one time that all of us get into a little bit of kachim. You know, with the Korban Pesach, person needs to realize that the Hakdama is, your Avoda matters. Your life is not just happenstance. Your life is not just Vayikar, Mikra, from one element to the other. But the Rabbi Shalom says, stop! I'm calling to you. The Alufo Shel Oilam, the Aleph, is someone that exists and constantly communicates in my life. Rabbi Sai, we all suffer from this. We all look at our lives, we joke around all the time, and we think, what a coincidence. Ah, mazel. Ah, this. We don't think about, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing this? Why did A, B, and C happen? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? Before we jump in the Avodah, recognize that there's a direct pipeline, you matter, and He's communicating to you. He will not allow you to write the word Vayikar. Your life is different. There is no Mikra. There's a kriya milashon chibeh, an endearing discussion, conversation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs the Aleph to be there. That's the Akdama. To now allowing a person to step into the Beis HaMikdash, to now be Makdish HaKarbon. Realize who you are, what you are, what your Kedushas HaPeh can do. The Radomsker says something meridik on our parsha, Rabbi Isai. Person feels he's an oisvar. Person feels I'm just like another guy. I'm just like a yenim. I register here and I'm a number. Right? Names, not numbers. I'm just another number. I'm just another guy. We all, Rabbi said, we all struggle with this. And a person says, look what I've been doing. I've been mamish, and I add to that. I have such a life of responding to my instincts, responding to not thinking about what I'm doing. And how could the Rabbi Shalom really care and want to have a communication with me, if all I am ultimately, Rabbi Say, is such a behemoth? Be'etzem, in the world of Chet, Rabbi Say, that's our element of our behemoth. Adamu behemoth to Shia Hashem. That's what the Sfarim explained. Person has to now. Like the Gemara says, you have to minimize the amount of behemoths, the elements of creation that are similar to a behemoth in your existence. Zakhtar Radomsky, the greatest chizik in the world. You should look it up. Tver Shalom.
in our parsha. The yard sale was last night. So to Tver Shlomo, you feel like it. You feel like you're a behemoth. You feel like you're nothing. Let's visualize what's going on in this parsha. What's happening right now? I walks up to a behemoth, and he says, "Adam ki yakrim mikem min ha-behemoth." You want to know how you can develop that relationship to Hashem, with Hashem? You know how you can get inspired, you can get into things? Take a look at this animal. A guy walks up and says, "Harei zu oila." Three words.
Harei zu oila! And you know what? There's skansa sugyas that got applied to this animal. This animal became the most chashen azach. This animal now is an Isra Me'ilah. And has all these dinim and dalat avoidis. And you have to make sure you have the right machshava when you're zayrik the dam, when you're sheikhet, when you're meilich. Every aspect of this dam. Don't even think about eating this in the wrong zman. It's going to be machshavas pigel, and it's going to create a chir of kares. And nicer, you got to put the clocks on. You got to, the time matters. I got to be in here for this amount of time, and this is the other time. And where am I going to be? Don't take it outside the chutz mechitzis. Because it's going to be a psul yoytze. Ganze sugyas of zvochim, menoches. Because what? Because what? There's a behemoth. The guy was in the mud yesterday. The guy was mamish. He's a piece of garbage. I didn't even relate to him. I wouldn't even sit next to him in a suda. I would eat him. Because you said what? Rezu oila. Psst. You want to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Look at this parsha. Look at what's transpiring over here. Odom ki yakriv mikem. How does a person get close? Ki yakriv miloshem kurvo. How does a person get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Min ha-behemo. Just look at the story of the behemo. A person just uses the divrei Torah, Rabbi Yisai, the tefillas, the klisharis that we have, the Aruch Chaim says in our mouth. That now we have the ability to say and enunciate something, and that creates kedusha. Is that a chasana 2 nights ago, Rabbi Yisai? You ever think at a chasana? Turn off your phones for a second and actually just listen to what's going on, right? Instead of just focusing on the aisle of all the kids just, you know, marching down like and putting all the energy there, and actually think, wow, harei at mikudesh esli. What just happened over here? Some dodo who doesn't know anything just walked up to a woman and created the biggest nafkamina in the world that she's an Eshes Ish. And now you're chayev chenek if you sleep with her. Whoa, how did that happen? Yesterday it was totally fine. Not totally fine. Inappropriate. And now it's mamish like chayev chenek. How'd that happen? My dibur. I decided to bring Dusha into the world. And say, you know what? I'm sanctifying this. Exactly what I'm doing, like the Radomsker says, with this animal, in the field, in the mud. And that's what you're doing in your life. You realize that you have a gift. You have a gift. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you as Am Yisrael, who has a pipeline, who he calls out to, a koyach to spread his kedusha in the world. So what? Why are we living our life like Vayikar? Like, oh, it's all mikra. I have certain Jewish practices, but like, I don't really matter. It doesn't make a difference. No. Why don't we have a different approach? Before we get into Avodas Hashem, before we go into the Seder, before we enter this month of Nisan that could change our lives, everybody say, remember who we are when we wake up in the morning. We're Anoshim Makadishim. We're people that now could create the Chalois of an Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So what do you think that stops because there's no Beis HaMikdash? Adam never changed. Adam ki yakriv mikem. Kadosh Baruch Hu created Adam. Gemara says, Atem kruyim Adam, ve'ein umos ha'olam kruyim Adam. Right? We saw this Gemara, Rabbi say. Ar goyim metame ba'oyim. Gemara learns it out. It's Yivam Samach Beis. From the word Adam, Adam ki yamas ba'oil, Adam atem kriyim Adam ve'ein umos ha'oilam kriyim Adam, Adam ki yakriv mikem. Why are we linking this to Adam? Because it's all about who you are, the real Adam, The people who have that pipeline, that are a function of a Vayikra. That there is no Mikra in my life. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to me and something's happening in my life, that's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching over me every second. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is communicating to me. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees a destiny for me. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks, and he's granting me with abilities that now have potential for the future. And I have to take achrayus on that. And I can't just be a person who's just rolling out of bed, walking from Mikra to Mikra to Mikra with a hey and a vayikar and no communication and something that doesn't matter. There's an aleph in my life. There's an alufo shel olam. There's the aleph of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's exactly what Rav Kluger writes in his Haggadah Rav Yisai. He said it so beautifully. The olam wanted something in the Haggadah. It fits exactly with the Hakdam of our parasha. The Arizal, he quotes from the Arizal, the Kuntra Shalaya Nikra Plaos Rabos. There are many different wonderments when it comes to the concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Seder. Plia. V'nei morir v'raboy sekdushis Yisrael ha'advar ma'ila ploim heim stumim v'chasumim sogir v'ein perish ha'isam. No one knows what he means. What does it mean that there are many plaos when it comes to Leila Seder, when it comes to Yetzias Mitzrayim? Kasher oiskin be'inyin soid Yetzias Mitzrayim anu motzim shuv v'shuv haloshon plaos kamavur kan be'igeres v'chein b'loshon ha'tera Yetzias Mitzrayim, go through the psukim v'shilachti es yodi v'hikisi etz Mitzrayim b'chlo niflosai asher ese b'kir bo v'achrechin yishalech eschem. Kadosh Baruch Hu adds niflosai here. Ukamokein nemer ala gula sida kimeit seiz kamer etz Mitzrayim erena niflaos. When you leave Mitzrayim, you're going to see like the neflos that were in Mitzrayim is going to be the geula la'asa love of iteva zu chizeres v'nishes piyutim shenoygim l'sharer b'soif haseder azroiv nisim v'neflos balayla. We keep on saying this idea of neflos. We just translate it as wonderments, but what does it add to nisim? What is a pella different than an ace or a boysai? Oimitz gvuru secha hiflesa b'pesach ukumeken yadu amaisa she'irish ima bal shem tov hakadosh b'lel haseder. Kasher himshich Yeshua v'atzala yidei shechazer pamim rabos ala posik lo'oysin eflos gedoilus levado. V'advarim omrin darsheni, what is unique about this word pella? But he said there's a lot of arichas about this and others for him as well. We'll get back to it hopefully if we have time. Hine mevur b'svar makdoshim shekasher Adam Arishon chata. When Adam Arishon committed the first chet, Rabbi Yisai, which is obviously being alluded to, Rashi says, Chazal say that Adam ki yakrav mifekem is referring to Adam Arishon. Ma Adam loy hikrav min hagezel, afato loy takrav min hagezel. Obviously, it's not just a stamadin that we just want to learn about the first guy in the world that doesn't steal. Like Yaakov Avinu didn't steal also. Avram Avinu didn't steal also. Why is it specifically about Adam? There's something that's connecting us to Oid Adam. Koyde machet. Adam, when he was Chayte, Adam, his letters of his name is the letters of Aleph, Dam. Because we have a physical makeup, Ki Adamu Anefesh, that's our physical reality, Dam. That's the way a person is alive based on a circulatory system. Okay, I don't want to get into heavy debates over here, but heart's pumping, the blood is moving, ki adamu anefesh, right? It's Rav Schechter's psak about brain death is based on that pasuk, ki adamu anefesh. That's life. That's physical life. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm taking this dam and I'm adding an aleph to it. I'm adding the alufo shel olam to it. V'nifkam ha'ois aleph is esoid k'ois nois or sh'nepchul k'ois as or. And this is what, there's a lot to be marach on this, Rabbi say, over here, about the fact that Adam and Chava didn't need clothing before Chet of Eitz Hadas, and there was a level of koisnois or with an aleph that detached themselves from a physical existence that it wasn't even considered b'makom and erva when they existed arum without clothing. And unfortunately, that reality of Chet made that changed the world, and ultimately there was a concept called or, a physical makeup and a physical existence that now needed kosnos to be covered up, and now not allowing a person to just be a radiancy of their existence, their pnimius and their chitzonius not being mechulik from one another. I'm sorry, I can't be marech on this, but that was what happened at the chet of Bereshis, that the kosnos or switched from aleph to ayin. He's being megad. There's a lot of arichas in the Chasam Sofer about this. V'hainu, and very much connected to Asara B'Tevis. V'hainu sha'adam mevates achelek agufni achomri va'ech aleph meramez al koyach hakdusha alufa sh'oila. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, he created aleph with dam. And he merged them together. And they were existence without that negative influence. This is like the Nefesh HaChaim also speaks about. There wasn't an irbuv of toiva ra until the Chet of Eitz Hadas. The world was not a complex place. Bechira existed, but it was a totally different level of Bechira, Nefesh HaChaim explains, before the Chet of Eitz Hadas, and that was what the Chet of Eitz Hadas now confused all of that and made things very less clear. Ala koyach hakdusha, where does that aleph come from? It comes from alufa shel olam. Ubechet nelam koyach hakdusha v'nisha rak hachormius v'agishmius. And then once that chet came about, the aleph went away, and then a person just became choymer, he became dam, and that was the existence, that was his existence. Mavur v'svar makdosh shkmo kein b'chol pam sha adam choyte, hu yoyred midregas adam l'b'chinas dam. And that exists not only historically in the Chet of Eitz Hadas, but that is what's continuing to exist every time we sin. We're poigim in our aleph and our dam. Mavur b'zara kodesh, adarga yoyser g'doyla v'nalis. The greatest level that a person could have in his aliyas is to get to the darga of Adam. B'zel shono tana b'kama dargin iskari barnash Adam. Gover enosh ish gadol shebekulam Adam. Person has many different ways that that a person could be referred to, a barnash, an adam, a gever, an enosh, an ish, but the highest level of existence is to refer to us as adam. Adam also, Rabbi said, this farm explained, comes from the lashon of adama, adama le'elyon. A person's existence should be a dimyon to the Rabbanu Shalom. Mahu afata, that we are here to mimic adame le'elyon. That's adam. And unfortunately, when a person loses that, he becomes the Adam. He becomes the lack of Adam le'elyon, and he becomes just this physical existence. When it comes to the word chet, ha'alif eino nikar bahavar. When a person says the word chet, the aleph is not pronounced. It's a silent aleph. Chet. Ha'alif eino nikar bahavara. V'atam l'fisha rasha b'sha shirotza lavar aveira, when a person wants to sin, sheicheach ba'alufa shel olam. Why is that? Zokta Baal Shem Tov, because what's the koyach hachet? Person goes into a room, he thinks he's on his own, he doesn't think anyone's around, he ignores the Rabbeinu Shalom's existence, and he's married b'malchus. And that's what he does. He forgets the alufa shel olam. So the chet, by definition, is not pronouncing the aleph. That's what it is. The ikra avoida hilachsur ulahar esa ois aleph bebriya. And when a person wants to do tshuva and wants to pronounce the aleph and illuminate the aleph, that is the way to turn back. Vaze chosen ba'osim mehadam odom. Then he becomes from just a physical being of ki adamu anefesh, and he becomes that higher level of the way to refer to man, which is odom. V'chein mimeis emes. It becomes from just Rishoim Bechayeim Kruyim Mesim. He becomes just, instead of just a physical existence, which according to Chazal is a meaningless life, if all of your pursuits are just about physicality, Rishoim Bechayeim Kruyim Mes, Kruyim Mesim, person adds an Aleph, then he gets to the ultimate Emes. Mes Emes Umegula Legula. And ultimately from a matziv of Aleph, of Goyle, of Golus, this is from the Balatanya. The Balatanya told us that Golus and Geula, Goyle and Geula are things that are very similar. They're exactly the same word, except for one letter that's different. So at the Balatanya, you're adding the Alufa Shel Olam in the world of Golus, and then you could be, no matter where you are in the world, and you could be in the Hecher Olamos. You could be in a Matzah of Geula, and that's what we're hopefully and davening to experience, Mirtz Hashem, this Leil Tesvav Nisan. Ubekama mekoymes bi'arnu shebitzias v'tzrayim yisigu b'nei Yisrael ve'evinu shekol ha'yisurim sha'avru aleim b'mitzrayim zichchu osam ve'ichinu es nafshem lekabalas ha'torah b'liyos em Hashem. Klal Yisrael chapped that everything that had transpired and everything that existed was really a refinement. It was really just a preparation to come to this milah of being able to be mekabal ha'torah. Nimtze shela'achshe b'nei Yisrael echnisu es ha'ois alef shbesoich ha'goyle Nebcha Agoyel Lemafreya Lios Ge'ula. And Klal Yisrael looked back at all of that which they suffered, and they had this perspective, so now it comes out that all of the Marr was ultimately was a process to get to the Ge'ula. This is what the Sfar Makdoshim explained, Rabbi Yisai. It's a big kasha on the Agadah, why Marr is after Matzah. It's out of order. So one of the answers that the Gedolim give is that, no, because la'achar, a person has the right perspective, and he puts an aleph into his golus, he realizes that the golus is also a geula. It was just a refinement in order to get to Maimed Har Sinai and the stage that was necessary. Shariachnisu b'soiches ha'ois aleph alufa sha'ola. Dine kvar nisbar b'chol makam ha'arichus b'sukei ha'toyer medrashi chazal oides ha'yisurim shebnei Yisrael over Mitzrayim, sheba omek ha'yisurim mizbatim shebnei Yisrael moisrim es nafsham, u'kiviyachol shoifchem es domam leman kvod shemo yisbarak. But it's like through the Yisurim and through the Mara and through the Avodim Ayinu Lefar Mitzrayim, a person realized, what was I doing? I was doing Shvichas Damim in order to connect to the Eibishter. That's adding the Aleph into all of the suffering, all that's happening, Rabbi Yisai, and recognizing that it's with an Aleph. And recognizing that it's with an Aleph. Halodavar, Rabbi Yisai. To read this piece and to recognize where it's happening. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, in a time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduces the Avodas Hadam in the Beis HaMikdash, and he says to make sure to have that Aleph in that word Vayikra, to make sure to realize that even things that I don't understand why they have to happen, and sometimes I just want to walk away and say, ah, it was Vayikar, it was the communication that Bilam gets, and I walk away and I say, no! HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Vayikra to have an Aleph. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the process of adding Alufa Shel Olam into every aspect of my life to be part of a process. That's the way to walk into the Beis HaMikdash. That's the way to be Meratza with Dam Zrika on the Beis HaMikdash. To understand that all of these Avodas were part of with the Alufa Shel Olam. U'kenirmas b'maka rishonah v'achronah shel Olam Mitzrayim makas dam u'makas b'chorish ari ikar toikef ha'inyan hu b'tchilasu b'sofo asher isko b'inyan dam. The entire story of the Makas bookends with what? Dam, the Makas dam, and the dam on the Makkah of the Mitzrayim, and the dam that's saving Klal Yisrael on the Batim. Me'ata yesh lemesh leMitzrayim ha'isa akol b'chinas dam u'bekach eschayim achilu shel nogif leMitzrayim. But as the Zohar Hakadosh says, nogif leMitzrayim. Yeah, there was an element of Makas that was a hitting and a punishment to the Mitzrayim, but berapul Yisrael. But it was also that koyach that was merapet Klal Yisrael. Ach etzel bnei Yisrael is galis soida alef alufa shaloylam v'nepach adam la'odom, and that made the people in those houses with the dam now to realize who is saving us right now. Ani v'loy malach, ani v'loy saraf, ani v'loy shliach. That brought every individual in Klal Yisrael in those houses eating that suda at that night of Leil HaSeder to a mile of just being a dam to a mile of being an odom. To cling themselves to the Alufa Shel Olam, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is screaming to Moshe Rabbeinu, put the Aleph inside there. Your life is a Vayikra. Your life is with a Alufa Shel Olam. That's the way to approach the Avodas Hadam. That's the way to approach the Korban HaMizbeach, Korban Pesach. It's exactly what's happening in Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Leil HaSeder, Rabbi Yisai. The story about Dam from the beginning to the end. Agadei Yisurim Adom Zoch Mnei Yisrom Nizdakum Mitzrayim the Yigula Dargas Odom. Now we have a Milo. Odom ki akriv mikem. Now we have a parsha vayikra. Odom ki akriv mikem. In your time that you're being meichid for the Leil HaSeder, Rabbi Yisai, read the parsha. Who's speaking to you? The Rabbeinu Shalom, the Alufa Shalom. He's taking your existence of dam and saying, don't just throw blood. Then if you're just throwing blood and you're not becoming an Odom from this, lama li roiv zivchachem. I don't want your karbonis. I don't want physical sprinkling of the blood. Person needs to realize that he is connected, and he has a different existence. Adam ki yakar mikem mit behema. He is a tzinor. He can take a behema and he can elevate it to be the most kadosh thing in the world. That's what happened in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Vayikach mishum tikkun l'chet Adam Arishon. And that was metakin the chet of Adam Arishon, Rabbi Yisai. This dvarim nistarim in our parsha. A person reads through their parsha with open eyes, with headlights on, and he doesn't just try to fumfer through the Shnayim Mikra. Well, what does Rashi want? Adam ki yakar mikem, what does Chazal want? Just like Adam Arishon, so to me. What is that? What's Shaychus? And what does that have to do with the Aleph? And what does that do with Parsha Vayikra? It's all one sugya. It's all connected. It's the Hachana for Leil HaSeder. U'me'ata yishlomar shezeh soyd ha'neflos. So Zokter of Kluger, he thinks that's the word Pella. She'ez gala b'yitzias v'tzrayim she'inei Pella hu osios Aleph. Pella is the same osios, the same letters, as a person who recognizes that there's an Aleph in the world. Aleph. Remez la'alufa shel olam asher izgala bebriya b'chol tokfo ugduloso ba'aseres ha'makos v'yitzias Mitzrayim ubegile zeh safek ha'goyu l'gula v'adam la'odam. When a person realizes that there's a Pella, that there's neflos, that his golos is really, all he needs to do is put in the alufa shel olam in his existence, and it becomes a gu'ula. That is the koyach of Pella, of the ois aleph, of the vayikar vayikra, of the odom kiyakrav mikem, of our parsha, Rabbi Yisai, of this repetition of this phrase throughout the Leil HaSeder, Rabbi Yisai. It's coming from a dam to an odom. We are metama ba'oil because we are nikra odom, because we understand our purpose in the world. Rabbi Yisai, with this yisoid of a pella that Rav Kluger is mentioning, is the yisoid in Pachad Yitzchok. Rav Huttner writes that if one looks carefully in Shulchan Aruch, when the Rama explains the bracha of Asher Yotzer that we mention in every day when we wake up in the morning, what do we say, Rabbi Yisai? Roifei kol basar umafli la'asos. What does it mean, umafli la'asos, Rabbi Yisai? It's the Rama in Shulchan Aruch. It's not Chassidus Shetoyer. It's not Dvarim Nistarim. It's a Rama, which obviously was a bucking a Nistar. The Rama tells us the koyach of Pella, the koyach of Pliya, is the ability. What does it mean to be a Pella? It's ability to be a physical entity, to be a basar v'dam, to be a person who has bodily functions, who needs to excrete, who needs to go to the bathroom, who needs to digest, who needs to eat, who has to attain nutrients, and yet takes that koyach and has the ability to add Kedusha to it, and to enunciate Dvarim Kedusha with that physical goof. That is what the Rama writes. Look at it. Beginning of Shulchan Aruch. That is what the definition of umafli lasos is. He doesn't just exist. He doesn't go mimikra la mikra. He doesn't say whatever happens, happens, and I don't matter. He takes his existence and he makes himself a carbon. Odom kiyakra mikem mina behemo, like the Radomska says. He's a function of Kedusha. The only reason I'm granted these koichas, this existence, this physicality, this dam, is if I become an odom. It's exactly what the Rama says. Only a person, the Rama says it, it's as if it's in English. Only a person who merges Kedusha with physicality is where the phrase umafli lasos could be applicable. When a person recognizes that he's sent here, and what his capacity is, and his dvarim, what they could create, and how he can spread Kedusha into the entire world. That's the koyach of Pella. And l'fi Rav Kluger, the reason is because that's the ois of Aleph Lamed Pei, of the Aluf Shel Adam. I'm not just a Vayikar. I'm not just a Dam. I'm not just a function of Chet, which subsumes the Aleph in existence. My Aleph comes first in my name. I'm like the Zohar HaKadosh says, the greatest attribute that man could be given, the greatest accolade, is not calling him Enish, not calling him Zohar, not calling him anything else other than Adam, where the Alufo Shel Olam is before the Dam. That's a person who says the bracha of Asher Yotzer. That's a person who starts off his day with this word, umafli lasos, and takes the koichas from the Seder, the plaos from the Seder, the plias that we all witnessed, Rabbi Yisai, in the geula that changed from a galus to geula, and attributed it all to the alufa shel adam, to al oilam, and therefore now brought us to a life of avodah, a life of korbonis, a life of a sefer vayikra. That's the hemshich. That's the connection. You asked me, some of you guys wanted Haggadah, some of you guys wanted Parsha. It's all one. It's a Yisoid. But it's a Yisoid of our existence. It's Vayikra, it's not Vayikar, and it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying to you, I am communicating with you, I'm involved in your life, and we are connected. There's a Tzinor. Don't give me any bill on business. Don't think that you're like Umos HaOilam. Ki Yakrav Mikem. Ein Umos HaOilam Nikram Adam. You guys are Matama Ba'Oil. We should take this and be machazik in our avodah. Chas v'shalom, that there should be a srashlus, a bein hazmanim dikazach. We should lose our steam. Chalila, we have the most exciting days coming up, but it's all only if we recognize that the alufa shel olam matters, that the alufa shel olam links itself to our dam, to our existence. Chalila, a person goes in to Pesach and just focuses more on his dam and his physical elements of his existence. See, you're still in Mitzrayim. You're like handling the makas without getting out. You're still holding by the first makas dam. We still have to deal with that. You're a Mitzrayim existence. You gotta get more makas, more makas. No, a person understands that these makas were for a purpose. For me to elevate myself and to become an Adam. And that's why the whole night is so focused on down. So a person has to do that already from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. To prepare. To shech the Korban Pesach. To enter into the Avodah of Korbanos. To recognize who he is and how connected he is to that Aluf Shel Olam in this Parshas Vayikra. And Mirtz Hashem, it should be a zchus for all of us. That we should be Zoicha. Be Zoicha Be'ezus Hashem. To speak to ourselves and then Memela have the ability to imbue it to others with the mitzvah of Vigarata, Vagodah, like Hagodah Sacherim, like we spoke about, the Ravid, Rabbi Yisai, and the Mirtz Hashem, the Mekayim, the mitzvah of Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim that'll change our whole lives, Rabbi Yisai, and elevate us to a new level of Adam, the Mirtz Hashem, in the future. Unbelievable.